Okay, we're in business. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Hilchos Yontif, Perek Zion, Halacha Yutches, chapter 7, Law 17, and in the Mishnayim text, we're on page 286 and 287. I'm sorry, 287, 288. We're on Law 18, rather. Perek Zion, Halacha Yudches. Okay, Chapter 7, Law 18. We just discussed how you cannot take a shave or a haircut or clean your wash your clothes during Chol HaMoed, so because you want you to come onto the first day of Yontif looking proper for Yontif. So, but there are some exceptions. Someone who is impossible to have groomed himself and washed his clothes before Yontif. There are ways around this. So let us see. Yudches. Ketzad. What's an example? Ovel shechol shvi shalo lios biyomtov. Let's say an ovel, a mourner lo aleinu, who the seventh day ended on the first day of Yontif. Or even after that, but that's just a simple scenario. So, or Shecholios be'erev Yontif, or the Shiva ended on Erev Yontif, but Erev Yontif was Varehu Shabbos, it was Shabbos, and you can't take a haircut on Shabbos either. Right? She have Shor Legaleach, you cannot take a haircut. Alright, now, there's a little bit of a problem with this line over here. And the problem, now, what are we talking about? Haircuts or cleaning clothes? So what's the halacha with haircuts? Even though there is a halacha of haircuts, and that we know that a yontif cancels out a shiva.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? And a yontif can cancel out a shloshim.
Yes.
But it's still, and it may cancel out many of the restrictions, all the restrictions of shiva,
yes,
and many of the restrictions of shloshim, but not all the restrictions of shloshim.
Right.
And the one that it doesn't cancel is the haircutting.
Yeah.
Haircutting must be a full 30 days regardless of what a yontif has
it's
done.
It's the same thing. The end of the shloshim could have been the day before
yontif,
and then you still have the same issue.
That would be an interesting thing. Why the Rambam doesn't mention that is a good... But there's an issue here. And therefore, the commentaries say we're not talking about haircuts, because it's not going to get up. We're talking about washing the clothes. You cannot wash clothes during a shiva. Right? So that would be something that would make sense. So it's interesting, even though the Ram writes, she'ef shal legaleach, you cannot cut your hair, that just doesn't fit. So therefore, many say it's only referring to laundering. And the truth of the matter is, when the Shulchan brings a loch of leniencies regarding cutting hair for Chol HaMoed, Shulchan does not bring the idea of a mourner because it doesn't apply. Now you're right. Now Paul's bringing up a new issue. What about after Shloshim? Shloshim ended on Erev Yontif, let's say, or the first day of Yontif.
Sure.
Then you're for sure finished with Shloshim.
Yeah.
So why the Rambam didn't bring that would have been the easiest scenario. Well, but you see, laundering. Well, that's depending on shloshim. Laundering.
Right, but it'd have to be two separate halachas.
Right, so, why did I guess Rambam wanted to abridge the wording over here. So there are some technical issues. But be that as it may, so maybe this case won't work for shiva, but it should work for shloshim. So that would make sense. And then it gives other scenarios, yeah?
You can't knock off a haircut for shiva and not knock off the haircut for 30 days because the shiva comes before the 30 days. So it doesn't quite make sense, right? You said it, in other words,
what if,
it could knock off the haircut if it was the shiva, but it can't knock off the haircut for the 30 days.
I don't understand what you said.
The haircut,
laws of 30 days wouldn't knock off the haircut, right?
That's right. If the yontif knocks out the shloshim, but 3 days have not passed,
you still cannot get a haircut
or a shave.
Okay, but
doesn't get knocked off,
right? I know. Even I understand shiva is before 30 days,
yes.
But it seems like it. If you didn't consider the shloshim on its own, the shiva, the haircut would be knocked off from the shiva. No.
But it's irrelevant.
In either case,
you can't take a haircut until 30 days have passed.
From when the person.
So what does shiva matter?
I know one's a subset of the other, but does it technically, if you throw out the laws of 30 days, does the yontif knock off the haircut for shiva?
No.
No. There is no haircut.
There is no haircut laws for Shiva. The haircut laws are only dependent on shloshim.
Oh, okay.
It could knock off the laws.
Cleaning the clothes,
it could knock off.
So then the strange thing is why
the haircut is the problem.
What?
Well, the Shiva is okay for the laundering part. Yes. The laundering part
is not for the haircut.
So there's no rules about haircuts for Shiva.
No. You can't take it, and Shiva doesn't stop it. And it's only shloshim. And even Yontav knocks off for shloshim, it still must be 30.
Maybe it's misprint.
I don't know. Maybe the Rambam actually has a reasoning that
the haircut is not, you can't take it. Like why other things are permitted, but those under no circumstances are not permitted.
Yeah, because that is the real expression of mourning. It's like...
The physical expression. Yeah, it's the only thing on your body that's
right,
physically
right, expressive. Right. So that, we don't...
You could run out of clothes after 30 days.
But it's only 7 days.
That's what I'm saying. That's why that's 30 and the haircut is...
Yeah, but no. Alan's asking, why do other 30-day restrictions
get knocked off?
Let's say laundering, pressing or things like that are more...
Let's say
buying new clothes.
Yeah, buying new
clothes. For someone who's not mourning for a parent.
So if a yontif comes in, you can buy new
clothes. For parents, a lot of those restrictions just go for the whole thing.
Okay.
But for a brother and a sister,
yeah,
or for a child, it's only 30 days and that's it. So part of 30-day restriction, you can't buy new clothes.
So we're saying
if the yontif knocks out the shloshim, then you can buy new clothes the next day.
Okay.
So, because that's what do you call it? External to the mourner.
Mm-hmm.
This is mamish internal to the mourner. So that already, as much as the yontif is going to knock out the shloshim, it still can't emotionally knock out the shloshim. You know what I'm saying? And what's the other thing the shloshim doesn't knock out? Knock out his priority in davening.
Right.
He's still considered a shloshim even if the yontif knocked it off.
So after the yontif,
because that's not a din in the mourner; it's a din in the deceased.
Right.
And the deceased, no yontif, not.
So if there's time remaining in the 30 days after the yontif,
he still has a priority over other mourners, even though the 30 days. He has an earlier than the other one.
Does the Rambam predate Yosef Karo?
Yes.
He predates him
400 years.
So maybe that's part of it.
No. It's an issue. What can I say? Let's go on. What are the other cases? Or a guy who comes from across the ocean on Chol HaMoed, let's say. Or let's say he comes 5 minutes before Yontif, runs in the door, and just has time to say good Yontif, and switches clothes, and doesn't have time to go to the barber or wash any clothes. So that's an example where you could not do any of that before Yontif. But, however, it's not in all cases, but Vahush lo yotza lehitayl, it wasn't when you went on a cruise. You went on business. Where it's business, business is business. You gotta make a living. It wasn't an option not to go. A cruise, who said you have to go a cruise right before, Yontif, that it's coming in the last minute? That's already kind of, you've decided that you don't want to take a haircut before. Well, it's not chutzpah, it's whatever it is, but you didn't have to do it.
Right.
But business you have to do, so there's one strike for the business.
Shave on the cruise ship?
I don't know, it's going up and down, I don't know.
In those days you didn't have the stabilizers on the ship.
Yeah, can you imagine, you can't go...
Was that included, you took a flight and got home about an hour before Yontif?
Well, you could have taken it in the hotel before.
Yeah, you could have, before you took off, you could have got on the hotel.
Those trips are weeks. It's not like a one-day trip.
Two, 3 hours before the flight, you know.
Okay, also, by Yotzei Beis Hashvi'im Beis Hashurim, what if a guy went out of captivity or on a jail a few minutes before Yontif, right? Or on Yontif. Or Misha Hoya Menuda, somebody who was excommunicated.
Oh boy.
And an excommunicated person is not allowed to take a shave or a haircut.
That's pretty odd.
Well, that's part of, because he has to be like a novel.
Or laundry.
Velohi Tiru, and they didn't take him out of excommunication, El Bamoid, only on Chol HaMoed. And why? Because the only time the rabbis could get together, right?
There you go.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're permanently excommunicated, no, means
not
you permanently
excommunicate you, and you know, usually they do that till they see you do tshuva.
In cherem. Lots of people are put in cherem permanently.
Well, yes, but it depends if they accept it and things like that. But we're talking about a case where the Bezdin put him in a cherem, and the guy can't shave. And then, but usually we don't put Pechayim usually in forever. We put him in Chayim until he'll do tshuva. Right? And then he does tshuva, then we take him out of Chayim. So he took him out of Chayim, it was Chol HaMoed. So he couldn't shave until Chol HaMoed.
You're making up
for all the questions you didn't ask in the work class. Umi shenishba, or let's say a guy made a vow, shola galeach, or shola kabes, made a vow in general, I don't want to take a haircut anymore. I don't want to wash my clothes anymore. Right?
I think his wife's gonna.
And then finally he went to the wife Nutsch and said, you better go to the rabbi and be matzer neder, get that neder off. He didn't ask the rabbi to take off the vow, ela b'moed, except till it was chol hamoed. All these guys can take haircuts and can wash their clothes on the yontif because they were not able to do it before. Okay, interesting that he brings down over here, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, let's say a guy was prevented from cutting his hair or laundering his clothes by forces beyond his control. Other ones, for example, he was detained by contractual negotiations or he was sick. So we say in that case, he's not given the opportunities to do these activities on Chol HaMoed. Even though he couldn't do it before, the Mishnah Berurah explains the reasons. He says in these instances, the factor that held you back from cutting your hair or laundering clothes was not publicly known.
If you were in hospital or something.
If a guy was sick, not everybody knows those things, but in the other cases where the person was, let's say, in communication,
excommunicated,
yeah. That's, you know, person came on a boat late, you know, those are things that are more popularly known. I guess in the Rambam's day, people went on ships and came back. It was more well known. A person who was in a chair, guy was in prison, that's more well known. If a guy's sick, he doesn't have to be in a hospital. What if a terrible flu, you can't get out of bed for 3 days?
Okay.
It's 2 days before Yontif and you've got a mamish 104 flu, you're in the bed, you can't, when's the last time you shaved and had 104 flu in bed, right? And then you got better on Yontif.
Oh boy.
So, according to logic, we should let you do it, right. But we still can't, because I'm going to say, oh look, this guy, what was wrong with him? There was nothing wrong with him. I didn't hear he was in jail. I didn't hear any of these things. So then, in those cases, we do not allow him to do that.
Sorry, Rabbi, the guy who didn't abrogate his oath, did he not have the chance to abrogate his oath before Yontif? Isn't it his fault that he didn't go till after Yontif?
Maybe his wife nudged him.
Could be he didn't feel he wanted to nullify it then. Maybe he was very happy with it.
Yeah.
And then on Chomer, there's a big fight between him and his wife.
Right.
And she's going to say, I'm going to divorce you. That's the worst husband in the world. And he has to make Sholem Bayis.
It was a close shave.
Yeah. He was planning on growing the beard. He was, you know, wanted to be more Hasidish. And Hamsi Yanta was fine. And then after Chomer, the wife laced into him, made his life bitter. Right. And he wants to enjoy Yanta. And he can't. The wife's making him nuts. Right? Or the reverse. The wife didn't want to take a shave. And the husband didn't want to.
We're not
going
to go there. We're not going there. Okay.
Yeah.
Why in all of these cases, we learned in the previous halacha that the emphasis is the reason you can't shave and do all these things during Yontif, during Chol HaMoed, is so you're...
Don't come as a manuvel.
So you're encouraged for Yontif. But you already passed Yontif, and these guys didn't have a chance to do it. So of what value is it? You're already into Chol HaMoed.
For the Yontif.
The second Yontif coming up.
Yeah, but that, we learned last night that the second Yontif.
It's more of a punitive insurance. In other words, if we don't allow anyone to take on Chol HaMoed, that will guarantee people will do it on Erev Yontif.
But if you had an onus,
right? That, the whole point, if we don't allow on Chol HaMoed, is so everybody will know they got to do it before Erev Yontif.
Right.
But if we didn't, but let's say in theory everybody would do it on Erev Yontif. Let's say people would, everybody would do it all the time. Never was a problem. Then we'd allow people to do it on Chol HaMoed. But we know people won't unless you force them. Right?
But these people couldn't.
But this guy couldn't. Since I couldn't, then what's the, really, the nicest thing would be is to take a shave on Erev Yontif, and then to take a shave on every day, and take before the last days to take another shave. That would be a real nice thing to do. The rabbi said, if we're gonna do this, most people are not going to take a shave half of them won't take a shave on Erev Yontif. So, but really, 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 it would be nice to take a shave, and be proper to take a shave on the second days of Yontif. It would be. But because if we leave that, people will be negligent on the first days, which are much more important. So if we say, you can't do it the second days either. But in a case where the guy couldn't do it on the first day, so what's the point of enforcing that law? And therefore, at least let him get for the last days.
He wasn't negligent.
That's the point. Okay, your test. Now all of these, v'chulam, and all people, shahilam t'nai l'galeach kodem aregel. Let's say a lot of people, who had time to take a haircut before the yontif, below gilchu, and they didn't, asurim, you're not allowed. You could have done it, you just stayed at work later than you had to, and you know, you just didn't know what happened at the time, so I'll take a haircut an hour before yontif, and you got in just 2 minutes before yontif, too bad, you're stuck. But here's some interesting scenarios. Aval ha-nazir v'ha-metzora shigizman tiglachtom. A nazir and a metzora. Now they have built-in days to when they have to do their purification process. A nazir is 30 days. A guy decided, let's face 28 days before Sukkot to be a nazir. So what's going to happen? So on day 30, on day 30, he finishes his Nazirite period, and one of the rituals required is to shave your entire body.
Yeah, total body shave.
Yeah, and if you don't do that, you're not tar.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You gotta burn the hair.
So there's no choice. Or a mitzora. A guy became a leper. Can you decide when you're a leper? The kohen comes to you, 4 days before Yontiv, and he sees your big Baal Lashon Hara, and you came to him, and whatever, and he says, you're a mitzora. When, and the earliest he'll be tar is in 7 days, the middle of Chol HaMoed. And a guy, a mitzora, who's purified, has to cut his hair too. So this is not, so that's like, what, you don't have any choices over here.
But wait a second, the first case, he didn't have to take the oath at that time. He
well, you know, the guy, you know, the guy didn't think through what's 30 days from now, I just, you know, a lot of this,
no, but he should
remember the famous,
you know,
yes, and half the guys, not here, but in the shul, lots of, oh, I didn't know that, you know, I planned the business meeting and it's the second day of Pesach. You know, people don't think, you know, April 17th.
It happens, or I'm out of town for Purim, you know, I'm in Germany.
You know, I have guys that were in South Africa for Purim. I said, what are you going to South Africa for Purim?
Oh,
I didn't know. No. I did it 6 months ago. It was March 12th. You know, like, I didn't know Purim. So people, they don't think, and it's, and a lot of nazir is a spontaneous thing. Yeah. You know, remember the famous story?
The guy looks
Reb
in the pond.
I think Reb Shimon was.
Yeah,
I remember.
Shimon.
He wouldn't eat a Nazir's korban.
Ever.
Never. Except for one.
One case.
And that was the guy. He said, he looked at the guy who was going to shear his beautiful, beautiful locks. He says, what did you come to be a Nazir for? You imagine going to shear. You're so handsome with those locks. And you know what I'm saying? He says, I was looking in the water one day, and my Yezor said, my, you're a good looking guy. Maybe you should be on American Idol. Right?
We didn't say American, and, American Idol.
Babylonian Idol.
Yeah. Right.
and then I said, what? Yitzhar, I'm the Minasa right now. Boom. So a lot of times it's an emotional.
And he said, I'll eat his korban. Then he said, he'll eat his korban.
A lot of times it's an emotional thing. You've gone through a certain period in your life and you say, you know what? I really have to be a Nazir. You're right. Should he had better forethought and foreplanning? Yeah, but that's already so much in advance. And let's give another scenario. Let's say he was a Nazir 45 days before. And he planned it all out and was efficient and he had his blackberry and everything and he's going for about 16 days. All of a sudden he's walking by and a dead person from the heaven fell down and touched him.
Oh no.
And now he's got to start all over the 30 days.
Okay, that's different.
Or I'll give you another scenario. He started 15 days before Yontif. He knows it's not going to end till 7 days after Yontif. And a couple days before a dead body touched him, and now he's got to be purified within
that's
7 days after that. So a lot of, even if you planned your nazir not to come out on Sukkot, there could be situations beyond your control which forces the nazir to end.
So if it comes out on Yontif, you just wait.
You can't do anything on Yontif, but you got to wait till Chol HaMoed.
Right.
So anyway, these are all situations. Where am I now? She gives my lechem, bein besoch HaMoed, bein kodem regel. Doesn't matter if the time to cut was on Chol HaMoed, or let's say it came out an Erev Yontif, but look at this, even they had time,
wow,
but they never got around to it. You can still do it. Let's say his Nazir period ended a day before Sukkot.
I didn't have time.
But whatever, he couldn't get around to it.
Busy making my
so you're going to say, wait a minute, that's negligence. Yeah, but no, you're right. But Shalo Yashu Korban, we don't want them to delay their Korban.
Right. Yeah.
Because they can't bring the Korban unless they get a shave.
Yeah.
And you're right, but we don't want to delay that Korban. Mm. And therefore, you're right, you were wrong, but the Korban has to be brought as soon as possible.
But there's also he's going to say right away.
And
it's also because of the Tuma issue.
That's
he's
the next,
tuma,
that's
right,
the next
until
one.
He does that.
The Kol Hayoytze Mitumaso Litaroso. And this gets him out of the Tuma. A Mitzora, not a Nozir.
Right.
But let's say a Mitzora, you want to get him out of his state of impurity. He can't get out of his state of impurity until you bring a Korban. He can't bring a Korban until you shave.
He's Tuma for the Yontif.
Right. Well, he was, but now at least on Chol HaMoed, let's get him out of the Tumah state as quickly as possible. Right. And a guy who's Tumah, he can't do anything. Right. So Mutar Gach HaMoed. So even though there may have been some negligence, but there's overriding factors that necessitate us to bump up the hair cutting. Now the next line is a very tricky one. For Katan Shenolad. So a Katan who's born. Now, who, bein b'moed, bein lifnei moed, regardless on the moed or after the moed. Now that word shenolad is really a problem. Because it seems to imply a little child that was born. Well, what little child needs a, three or 4 day old baby needs a haircut? Do you understand? I don't know what that word nolad is doing
here.
Well,
he said, what does he say, tzarek ten? He says, yishorim no, kolzman she'ein bo yud gimel shana.
I understand that, but what's the word shenolad? You all have the word shenolad? Yeah, what does the English say? What does the English translation say? A minor?
A child? It's not relevant for a child who is not responsible.
What's a nolad, though? What's a minor?
We may cut a child's hair during Chol HaMoed, whether he was
What word are they not? Because you look at the English, you don't see any problems. I'm looking at the Hebrew.
Yeah.
What does the Hebrew say?
Nolad.
Cutting shenolad. I don't know what that word shenolad is doing. There are no comments.
You may cut a child's hair.
Under 13.
No, but it's a range from 1 day till 13.
I understand, but you're not cutting a baby's hair.
No, I'm asking from a halakh point of view, the word cut, like,
means under 13.
So
under 13.
From day one.
Day one.
So 13.
So it means under bar mitzvah.
It means under bar mitzvah. I'm just saying, but the Hebrew word nolad, if you look in the Hebrew, that doesn't fit in. The word nolad, a little baby that's born, doesn't matter before, I don't know, but it's in both.
The English says whether he was born during Chol HaMoed or before Chol HaMoed.
Look at the footnote on bar mitzvah, under bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
That it's any child under bar mitzvah.
Anyway, so that's what it means. I'm just saying that the wording is a little off, but that ultimately is what it means, as long as he's not bar mitzvah. So the real halacha is, what? Mutar l'galcha b'moed. You could give him a haircut. Why? Since he's not chai b'mitzvahs, we're not going to make the decree. Remember, just like a bar mitzvah, boy under bar mitzvah is not chai b'mitzvahs. We do it as training. So certainly, gzeiros and decrees would not be applicable to them. This is according to the Rambam. We'll have to see the final halacha inside. But, so this whole concern, they shouldn't come in minuvels for this and that. He's a minor. He's not obligated to mitzvahs. Now you might want to say maybe for training purposes.
But who's the neglectful one? It's the parent
who... Oh, so that's another issue, because the kid never thinks about taking haircuts.
Right.
So now the kid shouldn't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. What did he do wrong?
You're not encouraging the kid to have a haircut before.
He's premeditatingly not thinking about Yom Tov, but he's not bar mitzvah. He's not obliged to think that way. So therefore, he's technically allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed.
But did we not say before that parents shouldn't save, like, dentist appointments and other things for Chol HaMoed? So you shouldn't also save kids' haircuts for Chol
HaMoed. Right, so you shouldn't, but what if you did? Okay. So how strict are we going to be with the kid? That's the point. V'anshei Mishmor, and the Kohanim, who it's their week to serve in the temple. Very interesting. Those who serve in the Sheshom Mishmartim B'toch HaMoed, and their week ends in the middle of Yom Tov. The changing of the guard switches over. Now we know during your week you don't take haircuts, right? Well, because it's sort of the same thing. I guess their week is like their Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Right. It's for them. It's like a personal Yom Tov.
Once every year.
Twice a year. 2 weeks a year.
Well, 2 weeks a year, but when
I'm saying
one
week at a time. For them, it's like their Chol HaMoed. It's like their Yom Tov. It's a special Kohanic Yom Tov. It's my week of serving. So you can understand, we want him to, same idea, we don't let him take haircuts during that week probably because we want him to be shaving before he starts. So he can't shave early. Now that week ends, now it's the middle of Chol HaMoed. Mutarm legalech. Then they can take a haircut and everybody would know why he's doing because he's a Kohen. So he probably was off shift. Because men who have their watch are not allowed to take a haircut on their week of watch.
There you go.
One second. Kufbeis. And they also can't wash their clothes either. So, same, and it's exactly what they bring down. The Rambam brings down. So you shouldn't come in nuvolim to their wash. Same idea, that's what I said. Okay. Final halacha regarding haircuts. Chav. Muta litol sofa b'chol HaMoed. You are allowed to trim the mustache on Chol HaMoed. Velitol tziparnaim, to cut your nails. Vafilu bekeli, even with a utensil, a nail snippers, or whatever. U maberes ha'isha seir mi beis ha'shech, mi beis ha'erva, bein bayad, bein bakli. And a woman can remove hair from her armpits and from her private parts, whether it's by hand or by utensil. Va'osa kol tachshita, in other words, there's no problems of hair in that areas. And she could do all the beautifications and adornments that she wants to do on Chol HaMoed, such as, but I'm sure not restricted to, Kocheles.
That's not Kocheles.
Kocheles, to put type of makeup around the eyes, whatever that's called.
Eyeliner.
Whatever.
Eyeshadow.
Upokeses. Pokeses is to put on your cheeks, whatever.
Rouge,
whatever. I don't know what these are. Umaveres, sarek, alpana. But I think that also is rouge, no? It's also.
They say lime
and lime.
No, that's, you guys are one ahead of me. Oh. You're one ahead of me. Pokeses was not
it
rouge.
It's part her hair. Part her hair.
Part her hair. The next one is apply rouge. Vitofeles asked, see, to apply some kind of lime. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a hair remover. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, or similar things. But that's only good. We should talk a lekap lobamoid. Only if you're able to remove those things before Yom Tov's over. In other words, I'm going to put this lime on for a week and a half. Well, then you don't put it on the moid because you're going to look around with that stuff. It has to be something that is removed and she'll look more beautiful within Yom Tov's time.
Some of the stuff is you put on makeup. So much to last during Yom Tov.
No, but I think the last one or two, she really looks ugly initially till it gets removed.
Oh, I see.
So it's got to be something
like
that gets finished before Yom Tov's over. It's not finished before Yom Tov's over, then what have you gained? You make yourself look beautiful for after Yom Tov, then we wouldn't allow you to go through this process.
Don't we pass him with the mustache that you really
so
don't do it if you have trouble interfering with eating?
Let me look it up over here. Where is this now? Medical killer. One second. Hair cutting and laundry. Let's just quickly go through this and we'll finish.
Do you ever have trouble not eating because you
know? No, that's what I don't do.
Can't.
Oh, it doesn't grow?
It grows? Yeah, but it's very hard to say you can't.
In a week, what about
a month?
It
prevents you from eating.
What about the omer? Doesn't it?
Like, I wouldn't starve, no matter
So the English, I'm just going to say parts that we didn't do. So he says, let's say a guy shaves daily, and he shaved before the Yom Tov. You shave every day, and you shave before the Yom Tov. You still can't shave on Chol HaMoed, according to most authorities, unless your job would be jeopardized as a result. You could lose your job if you don't shave, and you could do that. Now, the prohibition against haircutting applies to all adults, both men and women. Women can't cut her hair either. We did that already. Children of the age of bar mitzvah, however, were not included in this prohibition, and they have their hair cut if it is causing them distress or discomfort. I never heard that for a kid. Maybe it's causing the mother distress. But there, it seems that they can do it. If they really look ugly, you know, then you could give a kid, a haircut. If you are going to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, all the case that you are allowed to get one, it's got to be done at home or in a private location.
Because
people, you know, don't go to the barbershop right on Bathurst and Steeles. Everyone's seen you taking. So, alright. The child below bar mitzvah who has long hair that's causing distress can do it in the barbershop because everyone knows that a kid could get a haircut. Now, in the case where you can't get a haircut, you can't even use a non-Jewish barber, and where it is permitted, it can be done even by a Jewish barber, even if he's paid for his work, although it's preferable to use a non-Jew unless the Jew needs to do it for his parnos, he has no food to eat. And there's the one he says, you can trim the mustache. A woman can tweeze her eyebrows or cut or shave any body hair except the hair on her head, even that is permitted before she goes to the mikvah, if that's her normal custom to do that. If a married woman's hair protrudes a little bit outside of her wig or her tichel, she can remove that. And certainly can cut hair for medical reasons. And washing and combing hair is permitted, even though it inevitably may pull out some hair. Cutting nails, according to some Rishonim, cutting or fines one nail is prohibited on Chol HaMoed. Not like the Rambam, according to some Rishonim, but the accepted custom cutting is prohibited. The accepted custom is to follow this view. Thus, one should not cut his nails with an instrument on Chol HaMoed. Biting nails, however, is permitted.
I wouldn't suggest that.
Now, but, here's this. Unlike hair cutting, a person may cut his nails on Chol HaMoed if he cut them on Erev Yom Tov. I don't know what you'd need to, though, but in other words, let's say a guy cuts it every Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
So let's say this Yontif was on a Shabbos, so he did Erev Shabbos. Now next week's again Erev Shabbos, he wants to do it.
Right.
So if you cut your nails before, you can cut them off Olamoid. If you didn't, you can bite them off. Last halacha. You can also cut your nails on Erev Shabbos, which occurs on Olamoid, if he customarily does it every Erev Shabbos.
There you go.
See, if you didn't do it before, Yontif, first day Yontif, if you do it every Erev Shabbos, you can do it. And certainly a woman can cut her nails on Cholamoid in preparation for the mikvah, and the laws of laundering will continue tomorrow and finish up these halachas. Shkoyach, everybody.
By the way, the Rambam, except for tonight's shiur, is all up to date.
Martin is...